Well, good evening again. Welcome to the second hour of show number 137 for January 30th, 2012. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, for those of you who missed the first hour. I know a lot of you lovers of Chazonis would want to go back to that first hour if you missed it. It was an hour of young child cantors, many from 40, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I'm sure you would find it of interest. Anyway, I'd like to dedicate this particular program to my dear friend, Paul Schneck. And Paul, I just hope all is well, and I'm always grateful for your friendship and your support. Have you been to the Jewish Film Festival that was at Lincoln Center for the last few weeks? I visited three of the films, viewed three of the films, and the first one that I want to discuss is the film 100 Voices, A Journey Home, which was from 2012. It had to do with a lot of cantors going back to Poland and participating in concerts at the Warsaw Opera House and the Norzyk Synagogue. And it traces the lineage from cantorial superstar Moshe Oysher to contemporary counterparts, including Alberto Mizrahi and Jacob Mendelssohn. I will be starting with some selections by Alberto Mizrahi and Jackie Mendelssohn. If you missed that particular program, I thought it was going to be Chazonis, but it really was a review of life in Poland prior to the Holocaust and through the Holocaust. Very stirring, very, very touching film, 100 Voices. Let's get to the first selection that we'll be playing this evening of Alberto Mizrahi. And he appeared in that film, by the way, together with Jackie Mendelssohn, who will be playing in a few minutes. The first selection will be Rachem. And this is a selection written by Mana Zucca, Rachem.
Sich is Roel
Alberto Mizrahi, let's hear V'Lirushalayim Ircha. This is a composition by both Israel Alter and Moshe Gantchoff. As you know, Mizrahi was a student of Gantchoff.
Oh,
Alberto Mizrahi, a wonderful voice. I will play Jackie Mendelson, who also appeared in the film 100 Voices. I think if you have a chance to see it, it's a very, very interesting movie. Really very, very interesting. Okay, Jackie Mendelson. Jackie, by the way, also appeared in A Cantor's Tale. Some of you may recall seeing that. And many of you are familiar with his older brother, Saul Mendelson, who was a very, very active cantor in the cantorial world. And Saul, I hope you're listening to this and in good spirits. we'll hear Jackie or Jacob Mendelsohn with Elu Devorim.
שאין לכם שיעור הפיות והביקורים והוריות נו גמילוס חסודים וסלמודי תורו נו גמילוס חסודים וסלמודי תורו אלו דבורים שאין להם שיעור. אלו דבורים שאין להם שיעור. הפיו והביקורים והרעיו. Nu gemilos hasod in vesalmo de toro elo devorim, elo devorim, elo devorim, shayayne lohe meshi. Hel perosem bolom aze Via keren kayem Leolom abo Veakeren kayemes Leolom abo Veyeilu hein Kibbut hovoein Kibbut hovoein Gemilos chasodin אלו דבורים שאין להם שיעור כיבוד אבוהם וגמילוס חסודים ויושק מסה ביסה מדרוש שחריס ויורבי Shachris ve'arvis Shachris, Shachris Shachris ve'arvis Ve'achenus asorchim Ve'achenus asorchim Uvikur cholim Ve'achenus asorchim Uvikur cholim ואחנוס אסקלו לבוי אסומס ויהיון תפילו ויבוס שלום שלום בין אדום בין אדום לחבר Salmo de Toro Ve Salmo de Toro Que negre cor
We're listening to cantor Jacob Mendelssohn from a 1983 recording. Well, let's hear another selection from that album 29 years ago. This will be Modim, Jacob Mendelssohn.
Modim anachnu loch shvatahu Hashem Elokeinu v'Eloke avoseinu le'olam vo'ed le'olam vo'ed tzur chayenu le'olam Shenu atohu ledor vador noda lecho noda lecho Ledor, 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 no Hatov kilo chalur rachamecho. Hatov kilo chalur rachamecho. V'yom rochem kilo sabu chasodecho.
Jackie Mendelson with Modine. Well, you know, when you read reviews and you read summaries, it's so interesting how you can be misled or uninformed. I'd like to read to you the clip that came out for the Jewish Film Festival about this film with Joseph Schmidt. Its name of the film was My Song Goes Round the World. Came out in 1933, okay? It's a musical film showcasing the talents of the great tenor Joseph Schmidt, born in 1904, died in 1942, known as the Jewish Caruso. Paralleling Schmidt's own life story, this drama tells the tale of a talented singer who finds challenges in both his career and his love life because he is less than 5 feet tall. Schmidt, who also performed as a cantor and radio star, sings with great power and passion in this charming and humorous film set in Venice. Okay, so, you know, you go to this, you see a young man in his 30s, 4 foot 9 inches actually, and trying to make a career, and of course he can't sing in opera roles because of his size. But you have no idea that he ended up in an internment camp in Switzerland and died an ignominious death, if you will. And it's so interesting how his own career, in a way, paralleled that of the great Gershon Sirota. And I'd like to read something of a comment by cantor Elio Feldman, where he wrote about two hero cantors of the Shoah, Joseph Schmidt and Gershon Sirota. He writes that both cantors had the opportunity, because of their great reputation, to leave Nazi Germany, and they did. But however, they returned to Germany and chose imminent death over life. Joseph Schmidt chose to try to save his mother rather than be free, and cantor Gershon Sirota chose to be with his Warsaw congregation on the seventh day of Passover for Yiskor. That was precisely when the Warsaw Ghetto was put to the torch. Both had tragic deaths from the Holocaust. And for those of you who have listened to my program over the years, during Yom HaShoah, you know that I usually feature Gershon Sirota and often Joseph Schmidt. Let me just tell you a little bit about Joseph Schmidt. He was a Romanian. He was actually born in Davideni village in Bukovina province of Austria-Hungary, which later became Romania and is now part of the Ukraine. The only reason that I find this of great interest is because my father, my late father, was born in Bukovina in 1905. And when I always asked my dad, you know, where were we from? He said, Romania. Well, of course, the border changed so many times. I guess today it's now Ukraine. I really don't want to say I'm Ukrainian. Of course, I love Mama Liga with brinza cheese. I miss that. Any idea where I can get some good brinza cheese? Anyway, that's just an aside. So here's what happened. Schmidt had his greatest successes during the rise of the German Nazis, who then prohibited Jewish artists and writers from working. In 1937, he toured the United States and performed in Carnegie Hall together with other prominent singers. The Nazis banned him from performing in Germany and Austria, but he was still very much welcome in the Netherlands and in Belgium. I just want to read this to you. He returned in 1939 to Czernowitz for a final visit with his recently widowed mother. It was his hope to bring his mother out of pre-war Europe. As the war erupted, he tried to make his way to America, but made it only as far as a Swiss refugee camp in Geirenbad. In 1940, he suffered a heart attack and was taken to the camp infirmary. He was quickly released, his complaints interpreted as excuses to escape the hard work of the camp. Forced to return to ditch digging, he soon succumbed to the second heart attack, and he died. He was 38 at the time of his death. He was buried in a Jewish cemetery near Zurich. And so I have seen on other albums of Schmidt that on his tombstone, I don't know German, but I know it, a Stern gefallen, a star fell. And there was always much speculation that had he been able to come back to the United States, he would have been, let's say, in his early 40s, and could have reached his height in the 50s and the 60s and rivaled Caruso and Pavarotti. Okay, that's the sad story of Joseph Schmidt. But, you know, if you went to this film, you had no idea of the tragic life that he led. Here was this film in 1933. Things were still relatively okay for Jews, perhaps, in Germany. I don't know if he foresaw the coming of the Holocaust at that time. Apparently he didn't. Sadly... succumbed to that horrible era of death and destruction. Well, let's hear Joseph Schmidt, a couple of selections. Now, it's unfortunate that we don't have really good remastered recordings of his in terms of the Chazanis. There's a lot of his German and some Yiddish. Maybe one day I'll play that. But let's start with Anna Avdor. And as you listen to it, I always recall that when I listened to Sirota, it was as if he knew that there was going to be a Holocaust coming. There was a certain sadness in his voice. And somehow or other, I just sense that when I listen. Tell me if you hear the same thing that I hear. Anna Avdor. This is a recording from the late 20s of Joseph Schmidt.
Anu avrore kurosho verieho Dvakira no kamma Come le coverò e se de follierò da vedo Ano avrò le corso per rico ne faggino come 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 le cuore rovo e se ne fa ne follierò
la
the Lord, 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 the
You can tell that was from an old 78 RPM recording. One more of Joseph Schmidt. This will be Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek. Well, it looks like there's a technical problem. I'll try to get to that in the future. Let's go then to Misha Alexandrovich. Born in 1914, he died in 2002. He was a Latvian tenor. From 1920 to 26, he gained popularity as a child prodigy. He studied at and graduated from the Riga Conservatory. He was a cantor at synagogues in Riga, Manchester, and Kaunas. I don't know where K-A-U-N-A-S is, but in Kaunas. From 1940 onwards, he was a concert and chamber music singer in the USSR. He emigrated to live in Israel in 1971 until 1974. He then came to the United States, where he remained until 1990, and then from 1990 until his death, he lived in Germany. Mikhail Davidovich Alexandrovich. We'll hear the first selection will be Uviyom Simchaschem. Misha Mikhail Alexandrovich.
Call a shofar.
Well, as you can tell, that's before a live audience. Let's hear another selection from that concert, Ano Avdoa. We just heard Schmidt. This is Alexandrovich.
Oh.
Okay, as you can tell, that was before a live audience, the concert. Another selection of Misha Alexandrovich we'll be hearing next, Al Harishonim, Misha.
Yeah. מיולם שמי בך פעודנו ומצילנו פעודנו ומצילנו מיולם שמי בך נאבין Ein Elokim Zulatecha
Misha Alexandrovich, let's hear Loteda. Misha Alexandrovich and Paul Schneck, I hope you were listening and enjoyed this program dedicated to you, and thank you for your friendship. Okay, this is show number 137 of January 30th, 2012. You know how to reach me if you have any comments or requests. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Hey, I know you're at the computer right now, and you can just log on. And no, you are logged on. So you have 40 or 50 people on your email list who may like Chazanis. Just tell them about the program. Spread the joy. Shalom, everyone.